Welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. What did the air conditioning say to the man?
I do not know. What did the air conditioning say to the man?
I'm your biggest fan.
Because it's a fan.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. If you would like to send us in a joke of the week or any of these other segments that are about to go through, you can contact us at bruvsbro@outlook.com or just go to the contact us page or the contact us link on our website, which is bruvsbro.com. Okay. Now it's time for this week's big word of the week, which is brought to you by The Hair Cafe, where if you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's big word of the week is conflate. Conflate is spelled C-O-N-F-L-A-T-E. Conflate is to blend together. Dayton, anything you've ever conflated?
Use oil pastels or you use some crayons. I don't know how you blend with markers.
When you blend colors?
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
Guess that makes sense. I think. I don't know. Now it's time for us to get into this week's climate change activist. For these podcasts for a while, we're going to do stuff about, themed about climate change because it's good for you guys to know about that so you can know you can help the environment. So, Dayton, what's this week's climate change activist?
Climate change activist is brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, then it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Albert Arnold Gore Jr. is an American politician and environmentalist who served as the 45th Vice President of the United States from 1993 to 2001. Gore was Bill Clinton's running mate in their successful campaign in 1992, and the pair was reelected in 1996. And he helped a lot with climate change.
Sounds good. So, like, not only was he, like, a politician, a good one, but he used his power to make people know about climate change.
Oh, yeah.
Very smart. I think. Now it's time for this week's this or that question. So, Dayton, sweater or hoodie?
Hoodie.
Okay. Why do you say hoodie?
Because no one wants to wear a sweater. Because, damn, I'm gonna go stereotype mode right now. When your aunt gives you one of those itchy sweaters, you don't want to wear it. You want to wear a hoodie. It's more comfortable, and you can't say anything about sweaters.
What?
Sweaters are not that good.
Okay. I guess I choose sweaters after that very mean thing you said about sweaters. I choose sweaters because, you know, like, sometimes you just want to go hoodless. And that's it.
Is this like a car commercial?
And that's it. So.
Yeah, good point. Sometimes you just want to go hoodless.
It's, you know, sometimes they're lighter, so, you know, you want to take off some
weight,
extra pounds.
Yeah.
Just wear a sweater instead of a hoodie. Okay, that's my points. And if you'd like to send us in your view, you can contact us at bruvsbro@outlook.com. And you can win lots of cool prizes like
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man slash woman hand.
Cheeto puffs.
Cars.
Out of this world.
Signed pictures of me and Easy.
If you're into that.
Solar pet buddies. And huge posters.
Wow.
You okay there?
Yeah, I'm good. Okay, now it's time for us to go into this week's climate change fact. Do 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 do. Climate change.
Climate change fact is brought to us by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte.
So Dayton, what you got for us?
Major health risks about climate change. Globally, climate change is expected to cause an additional 250,000 deaths per year from malnutrition, malaria, and health stress. Do 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 do.
Okay. I have one, too. No, my climate change fact is, did you know that 11% of the world's population is currently vulnerable to climate change impacts, such as droughts, floods, heat waves, extreme weather events, and sea level rise? How do you feel about that?
You can leave us a comment on our email and say which climate change fact is better, because I'm pretty sure, actually, I'm 99.99% sure, because I'm hand sanitizer, that I have a better fact. Yes.
Okay. Didn't say you didn't, nor did I say you did, so, I don't know. Guess it's time for this week's book recommendation, which Dayton will just do for us, and nobody will compete with him, so he can not do that, whatever he just did.
Because I'm about to win.
Okay.
Book recommendation is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. James Hogan, the author of Climate Cover-Up. This book is about the talk of global warming, and is nearly inescapable these days, but there are some who believe the concept of climate change is just fake. Despite the input of the world's leading climate scientists, the urgings of politicians, and the outcry of many grassroots activists, many Americans continue to ignore the warning signs of severe climate shifts. How did this happen?
We may never know.
Oh, yeah.
But some people just think it's not real, and then...
Because they think that the Earth is flat.
If you're wondering why they think this, you can read this book, and then you'll be like, oh.
I see.
See why they think this. So, anyway. Now it's time for us to go into this week's random act of kindness quote that he says sometimes, but he didn't make up. Because I didn't make it up, but I say it sometimes. This week's is from page 19 of book installment number 17. Kindness is the sunshine in which virtue grows. Said by Robert Greene Ingersoll. Dayton, what in the world does this mean to you?
Can you read that one more time for me? And what page was that?
It was page 15.
Can you read that one more time for me?
Yeah. Kindness is the sunshine in which virtue grows, said by Robert Greene Ingersoll.
The sunshine is where all the goodness comes from, right? Please say yes. Please. With cherry tomatoes on top.
No. Okay. I think what it means, since I have the answer, I think what it means is that kindness... This is like comparing, saying kindness is sunshine, and virtue is like the plants, and the sunshine is like giving the plants.
What about water? What is that?
Irrelevant. Okay, now it's time for us to give some shout outs to some listeners. Our first one is
our grandpa, who is celebrating his birthday. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to him.
Oh, yeah. The homie.
And Miss Sharonda, who is currently having a...
child. And our cousin Corinne, who is in Fiji.
Shout out. Okay. So, now, time to get shout out to people like us possible. Our producer slash director, BL Self. And this week our song was Here He Comes by Will Smith.
Our team on slash security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey.
Because what we do without a therapy dog?
I don't know, but I'm going to go get him because I'm going to head out. Because here he comes.
Like my mom always says,
stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
See you guys next week, I think. I'm dreaming about y'all gleaming down. From acting, he's screaming out. I ain't practiced rap, but now he's devout. Every album track acts what he's about. In the past, he fast with passion. Old fashioned, boy, you mashing, totally crashing. Words up in a disorderly fashion. But back to the lab, and guess what happened? Kaboom! Dude's resilient. Fresh Prince was hot, the movies killed him. Wait, hold on, stop. You can rebuild him. Lock him back in hip hop, but dude's not filming. Shocked by filming. TV money, with the scenes, don't be filmed. This is Bro vs. Bro.